and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at the Lakeview, Massachusetts UFO sighting. That's correct, Lakeview, Massachusetts UFO sighting. Now, this article comes to us from Newsbreak.com, written by Roger Marsh, published 6 days ago, it says. Title is Massachusetts Witness Says Oval Object Sighting Recurs Over Time and Military is Chasing It. It goes on, it says, a Massachusetts witness at Lakeville reported watching an oval-shaped object that emits smaller objects that move toward the ground level at 6 p.m. on December 8, 2022, according to testimony from the National UFO Reporting Center. The witness stated that this activity has been going on for quite some time and has finally caught the attention of others in the neighborhood, with the frequency of military aircraft with spotlights now a nightly occurrence. On the previous evening, there were two passes of low-flying helicopters over the witness's home, with at least 8 to 10 passes of small aircraft at very low elevation. The witness believes the helicopters are searching for these oval-shaped objects. Now, we have been talking about these orbs or these oval-shaped objects showing up really in mass for the last couple of years. It says the objects are very well camouflaged against the surroundings, the reporting witness said. Following light patterns with objects up high, the lower, smaller craft can be seen with close attention. The shape is seen when you pick up the camouflage distorted image. Here again, this is something that we hear about frequently with these things, these phenomena, entity, whatever they are, blending in with the background, blending in with the crowds, definitely camouflaged. Says the witness believes that once you look onto an object, it can be easily tracked. They come down as low as 10 feet from my backyard. The witness has attempted to take video, but says the camera picks up on the lights, which are moving in unison together at a rapid rate, but the quality is not good. The witness reports that there were lights on the larger object, and it emitted other objects. The object emitted beams. The witness observed other known aircraft in the vicinity chasing the object. Here again, we have this report of a mothership. Sometimes it's disgorging smaller ships from inside. Sometimes it's emanating these beams of light from it. It goes on, it says, animals reacted to the event during a slow descent of the large object with their perimeter set up with smaller objects at its lower elevation. I can imagine they did. I mean, they probably didn't have to hear about the cattle mutilations know these things can be dangerous. No images were included in the report filed on December 9, 2022. Lakeville is a town in Plymouth County, Massachusetts, population 11,523. Witness quotes were edited for clarity. Then it goes on, it says Massachusetts cases. Massachusetts was rated 26th in total U.S. UFO sightings for December 2022. With 5 cases filed, according to the MUFON January newsletter. Massachusetts shared the rating with Kansas, Alabama, Utah, and Virginia. California topped the list with 51 cases. And that's interesting because I have an outsized number of listeners from California on this podcast, so I'm assuming that there are a lot more of these things being seen than people even report. And, you know, of course, California is such a great environment for spotting these things. You've got the ocean, you've got the desert, you've got the mountains, you've got everything out there that seemingly attracts these UFOs. It goes on, it talks a little bit about historic Massachusetts. It says, a Massachusetts witness at Holbrook recalled an encounter with an egg-shaped object hovering over nearby trees at 3 p.m. on May 1st, 1955, according to testimony from the National UFO Reporting Center. You know, we had that case from Iowa back in the 50s where this gentleman was fishing and claimed to have seen an egg-shaped UFO. It says the witness was 7 years old and living in an area that was next to South Weymouth Naval Air Station. The day of the sighting was a sunny spring day. The witness was in a ball field near their home. The sighting date is approximate. Quote, I turned around and over the trees was a large yellow object shaped like a football with tips on the ends, the reporting witness stated. The object was observed for only a minute or less, and during that time, it hovered in place. It went out like a light, but faster. Then over my right shoulder, a Navy Constellation radar plane went toward where the object had been. Obviously, these things were being tracked by the Air Force and the Navy and the Army and whatever, clear back then. It says the witness says the object was unlike any aircraft ever seen. The South Weymouth Naval Air Force Station was an operational U.S. Navy airfield from 1942 to 1997. Holbrook is a town in Norfolk County, Mass., population 11,405. Witness quotes were edited for clarity. Now, I got a couple other Massachusetts sightings I want to take a look at. This is from NECN.com. It's New England CN.com. It's an NBC affiliate. It says, this article is by Kelly Garrity. It says, odd lights, crash landings, explore recent New England UFO sightings. So the article begins, are we really alone in the universe? We don't know, says Pentagon. The U.S. military on Friday delivered a report to Congress. Okay, it's talking about that a little bit. And then it goes on down here to the really interesting part. It says, from a whale-sized crash landing in Connecticut to a possible airplane-shaped UFO in Rhode Island, here are some of the unexplainable occurrences from across New England in the last 20 years as collected on the New Fork site, plus a searchable list of Massachusetts sightings. Starts off, it says, November 8th, 2003, Massachusetts and Connecticut. Did the skies over the East Coast have some foreign visitors? The National UFO Reporting Center received reports of a peculiar boomerang-shaped cluster of lights in the skies above a number of states, including Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. Now, this just shows you how much the internet has grown and connected people. This is 2003, okay, 20 years ago. This happened, hardly a word about it. If that were to happen today, it would be all over the internet, pictures, video, reports, the whole thing. May 8th, 2011, New Bedford, Massachusetts. This potential UFO was silent but unpredictable. Two witnesses reported seeing two amber lights in the sky flying lower than any airplane would in a cloudy sky. The witnesses said the lights moved silently in an erratic C-shaped pattern. Very strange. Here's one from May 21st, 2011, Deer Island, Maine. This sighting was no joke, the New Fork said. A woman driving on Highway 15 said she spotted a number of odd lights in the sky flying below cloud level. The witness says it seemed to us to be an exceptionally capable witness and was convinced that her report had nothing to do with the worldwide prank that occurred on May 22nd, which encouraged people to submit bogus UFO reports. I didn't even hear about that. I'm not even sure why they put that in there for. May 21st, 2011, Norwich, Vermont. It says, was it a meteor or something more? One witness was driving north on I-91 when they saw four big bright lights gather together, then disperse. The witness, who originally believed the lights to be a meteor, said the faint blinking light continued to travel in the night sky while heading southwest. Well, I can assure you that meteors don't blink off and on like that, and they certainly don't come together to form one single body out of four individual bodies. April 12, 2012, Litchfield, Connecticut. It says, is it possible Litchfield played host to a massive UFO splash landing? A green glowing object the size of a whale fell out of the sky and plunged into Litchfield Lake. The sighting was reported separately by motorists who were driving in Litchfield around 2 a.m. and by a state trooper who witnessed the event from 10 miles away in Warren. That's wild. Of course, then again, this happened 10 years ago. And you can just, when you think about these stories and how little press coverage it gets, it just drives home the point of how much more connected the world is today than it was even 10 years ago. I mean, the internet, so many more people have high-speed internet today than they did 10 years ago. So many people have cell phones. You know, the first smartphone came out in, 2009 or something. And in 2012, a lot of people still didn't have smartphones. Now, practically everybody does. So people are able to photograph these things. They communicate about it. They report it. The connectivity level is just, you know, exponentially higher today. November 20th, 2013, Bridgewater, Massachusetts. It says witnesses were seeing red in this incident. A cluster of six red lights rose into the sky and then moved into a circular formation. Two witnesses reported that the lights stayed in the same formation for 5 minutes before disappearing one by one. These things, it just seems clear to me that they want to be seen. They want to be observed. It's almost like they're putting on an air show sometimes. December 11th, 2013, West Ossipee, New Hampshire. If this was a UFO, it was just passing through. Driving north on Route 16, a woman, her sister, and her husband said they witnessed 8 orange balls of light appear in the sky out of nowhere. The lights appeared one by one, parallel to each other and evenly spaced out, and then vanished just as suddenly as they arrived. I've heard of these kinds of sightings repeatedly. These orange orbs, they just blink into the horizon. They hang out there until somebody sees them, and then they blink out. January 26, 2019, Cranston, Rhode Island. If it looks like a plane and it flies like a plane, it might still be a UFO. A witness was in an Uber in Cranston when he saw an object that looked like a plane, aside from the fact that it was hovering in the air completely still. The witness said the object didn't have any logos or writing on it, just a yellow stripe down the middle with red coloring at the wheels. The witness also reported having a very out-of-the-ordinary good luck the following the sighting, though they acknowledged that might have been unrelated. Well, we've had a few reports of these stationary planes, and we've talked about them on the podcast. Very strange stuff. We don't know if they're time slips, if this is some sort of military test where they're trying to set up some sort of a ruse or what. But yes, those reports are out there of these stationary passenger planes. Despite the large quantity of reports, the National UFO Reporting Center database is home to thousands. Science has yet to determine for certain the answer to perhaps the biggest question in the universe, it says. Well, this is true. And then they have a map here of the state with just UFO sightings all over the place. You know, you have to, at some point, you just have to say, look, with all these thousands and thousands of sightings, people taking pictures even, taking video, eyewitness accounts of the same objects, sometimes, you know, from the air and from an airplane at the same time, sometimes from multiple airplanes. At some point, we just have to say, yes, they are real. No, we don't know what they are, but we know that they're sure as heck not weather balloons and drones. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.